8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says the state's legislative session was practical and productive after lawmakers adjourned earlier this week. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
With Democrats in charge of the legislature, Polis's top priorities cleared the Capitol. He pushed a bill that would cap the cost of certain prescription drugs, and he also supports the $5 billion transportation funding measure.
With hours lost in traffic, it's not only the economic cost of $600 or $700 per person per year, but how do you put a price on missing your kid's soccer game or not being home in time for dinner?
The transportation proposal raises money through fees on things like rideshare and food delivery services, including Uber and Grubhub. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The governor has announced the first five winners of the state's scholarship for vaccinated children. Each will get $50,000 for higher education. 14-year-old Ariana Garcia said she will use the comeback cash money to learn American Sign Language.
Thanks to this scholarship, I will have more time to focus on my studies rather than worrying about the debt.
20 more students will win scholarships over the next 4 weeks. Vaccinated Coloradans ages 12 through 17 are eligible. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum is looking for a new CEO. The institution's board voted to fire their first chief executive less than a year after the museum opened in downtown Colorado Springs. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
A statement from the museum says CEO Chris Liddell was no longer employed by the organization as of the first of the month. The statement does not provide further details, calling it a confidential personnel matter. Liddell had been at the head of the $90 million museum project for 2 years before it opened last summer. He'd previously worked in top jobs with the Smithsonian and with National Geographic. Museum Board Vice Chair Phil Lane has been appointed acting CEO. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.